This goes to Carly, C-A-R-L-E-Y, Huelskamp. It's H-U-E-L-S-K-A-M, like Mary, P, P-A-C, fax 989-775-1640, and Dr. Sahai, S-A-H-A-Y, fax 989-956-9165, regarding Sharon, S-H-A-R-O-N, Lance, L-A-N, like November, T-Z. Date of birth, 6-15 of 1938. Dear Ms. Huelskamp and Dr. Sahai, this is a follow-up visit for Mrs. Lance, who was seen in consultation on May 27th of this year for progressively worsening renal function, which actually ended up being stage 4 chronic kidney disease with rapid progression. And it was determined that part of it was a medication effect due to being on the maximum dose of lisinopril and also diuretic use also, which was furosemide, 160 milligram a day. And so at that visit, the furosemide was decreased from 160 milligram daily down to 40 milligram a day. And blood pressure was 120 over 50. So also lisinopril was decreased from 40 milligram daily to 20 milligram daily. She gets labs every 3 weeks due to the invasive ductal carcinoma of the right breast, and also the medication that she's taking for treatment. And the labs are gradually improving. May 28th of 25, creatinine 2.14. 6/18/25, creatinine 2.1. And most recently, July 8th, 25, creatinine 1.64. She has been checking blood pressures every day. They are ranging between 110 over 60 to about 128 over 70. So she's tolerating the reduction in lisinopril without an increase in blood pressure. She's feeling well. Her hair is starting to grow back, and her weight is down just 1 pound since she was seen 6 weeks ago. She denies nausea, vomiting, or dysphagia, no bowel changes, blood, or melena, no chest pain or palpitations, minimal dyspnea on exertion, and she does walk with a walker. Urine is clear without cloudiness or blood. Medications, other medications include Norvasc 5 milligram daily for blood pressure, Isosorbide 30 milligram daily, lisinopril now 20 milligram daily, and Lasix 40 milligram a day. And sulfasalazine is 500 milligrams twice a day also. And other routine medications are unchanged. Physical exam, weight is 164 pounds. Pulse is 77. Oxygen saturation is 95% on room air. Blood pressure, left arm sitting, large adult cuff is 120 over 62. Neck is supple without jugular venous distension and no lymphadenopathy. Lungs are clear without rales, wheezes, or effusion. Heart is regular without murmur, rub, or gallop. Abdomen soft, non-tender, no ascites, and she has just a trace of ankle edema bilaterally. And labs, the most recent labs were done 7/8/2025, and creatinine is markedly improved at 1.64 with estimated GFR up to 30. Calcium is 9.9, sodium 140, potassium is 5.2, mildly elevated. Carbon dioxide 24, albumin 4, phosphorus 4, Iron studies, the ferritin is 103, iron saturation 42%, iron 111, hemoglobin 10.4, which is improved. Previous level was 9.8, normal white count and normal platelets. Assessment and plan, stage 3B, chronic kidney disease, which is a marked improvement and now up from stage 4. Hopefully this will continue. We would like her to continue getting labs every 3 weeks. 2, hypertension, well controlled on all medications, and we will keep her on the current dose of lisinopril at this time. 3, mild hyperkalemia, and she will continue to follow a low potassium diet. And she'll have a follow-up visit with this practice in the next 3 to 4 months. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.